The opinions expressed in the following program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.
Like any business owner, the Christian entrepreneur has to make a profit to survive. But there is also the recognition that earthly profits are not the highest goal. How can you apply your faith in the business world? And how can you use the success of your business as a means of glorifying God? Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Margaret is a top business purpose coach in the San Francisco Bay Area and has been a business professional for more than 25 years. Her mission with this program is to bring you a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. And now, your host for Faith and Business on the Edge, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Faith and Business on the Edge. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver, and the On the Edge Women in Business Club and Tri-City Health Center. We're glad to have them on board. You can connect with Business on the Edge through our social media channels at podbean.com, Business on the Edge, our free podcast out there, so go check that out. And you can catch that also on iTunes. If you want to look it up on iTunes, you can find us out there as well. San Jose Women's Business Examiner. Free subscription out there for you. Twitter, Business on the ED, LinkedIn at Margaret Jackson, our new Facebook page, MJ Radio Host, not so new anymore, but you can check us out there. Our Facebook group page, On the Edge Women in Business, post your product, services, events, motivation, inspirational, political views, and I always say frustrations. Sometimes we have those frustrations. It's a group for you to make your comments and thoughts known. If you want to connect with me directly, email me at faithandbusinessontheedge.biz with your questions, comments, or maybe there's a topic you want me to kind of bridge for you out there and bridging the gap between business and faith in that particular segment. Each week, I'd like to thank our listeners for tuning in. We appreciate your listenership, and we work hard to bring you a great show that inspires bridging the gap between your faith and your professional development and small business and ministry growth. I am excited. I have some great guests with me today. And before I get to them, I want to share with you a little bit of news. I've been doing this little segment on what's in the news in the faith-based community. Again, there seems to be this deficit with regards to what you're really getting yourself access to for your small business needs, for your ministry business needs. And there's a lot out there. And if you're not connected to smallbiztrends.com, you can get connected with Small Biz Trends. I like, that's one of my favorite sites. And one of the top stories they have out there is Periscope. If you have not heard about Periscope, this is the product for you to have. Actually, this was Twitter's big buy. Twitter purchased Periscope. She says, what is Periscope? Periscope is an app, and it is an app that you can put on your phone, and you can do live video, audio. If you're a speaker, and I'm going to pause right there, faith-based community, a lot of you guys out there are speakers, and you're sharing something about what you believe in. Periscope allows you to do that live, recorded, and your audience can tune in live when you use this particular app, and they connect with you. So that's very cool out there, and I'll give you a little bit more information about that later in the show as to where you can find that article and get information and get connected with it. Stay technology savvy, mobile savvy. If you're not mobile, if your website isn't mobile, you're going to have a hard time. You know, brick and mortar is not what it used to be. It is a digital world out there. So I'm going to bring on my first guest. We have two great guests in the studio today. One of them is Tri-City Health Center. You've heard me talking about the superhero run. So if you want to, you know, what I love about this is if you want to dress up, you do not have to wait for Halloween. So you can dress up and do a superhero run, dress up in your suit, kind of like a Comic-Con thing here. So our guest here is Wilfredo Larco, and he is from Tri-City Health, doing a fantastic job out there. Ricardo, thank you for coming on the show today. Kind of tell the audience who you are, what you do at Tri-City Health, and then we're going to get into the superhero run.
Sure. Thanks for having me on today. So as Margaret said, my name is Will Lacro, or Wilfredo Lacro. I go by Will. I'm the Planning and Development Director at Tri-City Health Center. I actually am in charge of their fundraising and planning of most programs and services that we provide. A little bit of history about Tri-City Health Center. We're a federally qualified health center, and the only federally qualified health center in the Fremont area. We primarily service Fremont, Newark, Union City, but also provide services to anyone, any other individuals within the Alameda County. We provide primarily primary care services, but also have a fairly large HIV program, behavioral health program, vision service, as well as dental.
Wow. I have to really deal with this first. His voice is amazing. Do we have an applause? Can you give me a... He has such an awesome voice. I can listen to him speak all day long. Just fantastic. But you guys are doing a great work here in the Bay Area, and now you're doing the superhero run, kind of honoring our firefighters, our police, our veterans, our active military. But it's also about getting physical, getting in shape. You got a kids run. So let's talk about that a little bit. Share with the audience what's the purpose of this? What are we doing here?
Definitely. The Superhero Run in general is a fundraiser for Tri-City Health Center. It's our largest fundraiser of the year, and actually the first year that we're doing it. When we started talking about the event and the purpose of the event, the funds that are going to be raised for the events are going to go towards our pediatric clinic and pediatric programs. But overall, when we started talking about it, we started thinking, okay, we want to get the community involved. We want to look at this type of an event to engage the community. And what's the best ways that we can do it? Of course, we have the superhero theme. And when looking at any community across the nation, superheroes are defined as anywhere from your police, your fire department, your active military, your veterans that are out there, some of our doctors. These folks make things possible within our community, and we wanted to take that opportunity to not only just, you know, show our true superheroes within, but also start to show that, you know, we want to honor our superheroes within our community.
This, you know what? You need to get involved with this, and I'd like to share a little bit more of your information that you're here, if I can, Will. You know, this event is going to take place at Quarry Lake. And one of the things that I've been sharing on this show, Faith and Business on the Edge, is the faith-based community getting out of your comfort zone, your own four walls. You know, the Better Business Bureau called me, and one of the conversations we had was about how the faith-based community interacts with its community. And what they told me was that the faith-based Christian community has a low, in terms of statistically low, with regards to coming out into the community, that they will give, they will connect with their churches, they'll do things like that. But coming out and participating in other events seems to not be the thing, or even giving. And so what I want to encourage you to do, because this audience has been such a wonderfully responsive audience. In fact, even since I've been talking about the superhero run, you guys have been calling and connecting. I appreciate that. So get involved. Get to the superhero run. The entrance to the park is free during 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. at Quarry Lake in Fremont, California. I'm going to be out there. Come out and say hello. I'm going to get in the run.
Oh, terrific.
I'm going to do the 5K. It's going to be a walk, run, stride kind of slow groove kind of thing going on there. I'll do my five. I'll do my five.
Perfect.
But this is fantastic. So now, with regards to you got a health fair going on. You can get booths. So if you're a nonprofit, you are inviting nonprofits to come out.
Definitely. In the overall sense of community, we want to be able to engage the community in the services that are available out there. So we're inviting our nonprofit partners, and we're going to have up to about a little over 50 booths available. But we're inviting our nonprofit partners to participate for free, to host a booth, to talk about the programs and services that they provide within this community, as well as looking at other opportunities where we may be able to partner. When we start looking at this run, it's just the start. Who knows where it can turn into?
Get in the run. And I do have a superhero costume. Don't get it twisted. I'll show up in my Batgirl costume. For real. You know, my son, you know, he's a Comic-Con kind of kid. So get involved. Get connected to Tri-City Health. In fact, let me give you some information with regards to who you can contact, and that's Joe Dulay. Joe Dulay has been doing a fantastic job on making sure that you have information. You can connect with him at 510-252-6854. And if you're for profit, you can certainly get connected, and they can have a booth as well. But there's a nominal cost there, so you need to talk to them about that and getting involved with that. And we're gonna talk to Will a little bit more later in the show, and I'm going to have him share a little bit more information and get excited about this run. This is about health, breathing in and out, being out there as a family. They have a 5K, 10K half marathon and a family fun run. You can get out there and run together, get your kids out there. You got a kids run. So I'm so excited about this, and I'm getting ready for the fun run. I've been doing 10 miles at the gym. We'll see if we can translate that to concrete. And so we'll probably do that in, like I said, the 5K. But we're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back with our other guest that's in the county. We're talking about people today and being, people. We're in a service of people. So we're going to come back and do a little bit more chatting it up and bridging the gap between business and faith. Thank you so much. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX.
Do you no longer leap tall buildings in a single bound? Lack your superhero strength? Your Wonder Twin powers not activated? Get activated today. Register for the Tri-City Health Center's first annual Superhero Family Fun Run, September 19th from 9 a.m. till 1 at Quarry Lakes in Fremont. Dress up in your favorite superhero costume. Register for the 5K, 10K, half marathon, and kids run that starts at 8 a.m. Enjoy the Superhero Health Expo beginning at 9 a.m. Honor community heroes. Nominate your favorite local hero today. Call 510-242-6819 for details. Raffle prizes, awards, and race finishers will receive medals by local heroes. For superhero booths and sponsorship opportunities, please contact Joe Dulay at 510-242-6819. Online race registration is at raceroster.com, keyword superhero. Don't miss the Superhero Family Run September 19th at Quarry Lakes in Fremont. All proceeds will support the pediatric programs of Tri-City Health Center.
Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're going to bridge a little bit of gap between business and faith, and we're going to bring on our next guest. As I do that here, we're going to have with us, Supervisor Cindy Chavez from Santa Clara County. That's our county supervisor. She represents over 360,000 people. And so I'm going to have her share a little bit of what she has going on. We've got some questions for her. And if you're just tuning in, we talked to Tri-City Health with Wilfredo Larco from Tri-City Health with the Superhero Run. And we're talking about people, really. We're talking about Supervisor Cindy Chavez represents 360,000 people. Tri-City Health is helping people with AIDS and with all kinds of things that are going on with them, with children. This specific event has to do with benefiting our children. And so I want to say something, and I want to get real with the faith-based community. And that's what we do on Business on the Edge. And you're hearing this from each week and bringing you unique resources, unique guests on the show, and they've been so fantastic with being able to share what they're doing. But I want to ask you a question. Did you know that the faith-based community, the Christian community, the faith-based community, and maybe not even Christian community, maybe that's not very fair, but for the sake of what I'm trying to present, I'm going to share it this way. Did you know that the faith-based community, when I originally got in this data, Christian community is considered to be one of the most segregated groups in the country? That's a concern. That's a concern. How do you reach people if you're segregated? How do we go and do what we're supposed to do if we're not willing to open up our walls? We're not willing to really open up in terms of what we're supposed to be doing as faith-based people. Who are you doing business with? Who won't you do business with? Need to think about that. Who won't you do business with? And so here's another question. Have you been to a food restaurant? One of the things that Will and I were talking about is why Filipinos put eggs on top of hamburgers. There's a point to the madness. For the Filipino community, in terms of putting egg on top of a burger. But you've been in establishments that are Indian food, Chinese food, Japanese food, Filipino food. And when you go in these restaurants, there's an image typically sitting somewhere for you to recognize that that is their belief system, that is their God, that is where their hearts are at. Do you eat there still? Most of us And I would say all of us still eat there. Why? Because we like the food. We're not there for a religious program. We're there because we like the food. And, you know, it may be eggs on burgers. And so the reason I'm saying this is because I'm concerned as a woman of faith, as a Christian woman of faith, that we have more roadblocks and stop signs in the Christian community when Christ himself was never that way. In fact, if you read your Bible, you will find that Jesus not only was in the temple, but he was in the community. In fact, you find that there's more references with him in the community than the references in terms of the church. And if you read your Bible closely, you will find that Jesus himself said he was with you always in the church when he was being going to the cross, for lack of a better term, going, you know, that process of him going to the cross and being questioned. He says, but I was with you every day. So he says himself, I was in the temple every day, but he was in the community all the time. We read about that. Yet as Christians in the faith-based community, we have stop signs and roadblocks and make people feel like they're not welcome. And you go out there and you don't welcome them. And then you get into this place of judging where you have no right to judge. Your Bible, you don't judge everything. You judge something, and you only judge what you're responsible to judge. So what I'm saying is that we've got the Tri-City Health, and I want to appreciate you, Will, and Tri-City Health and your leaders, that you don't turn people away and there's not a stop sign. Whether they have AIDS, whether they're straight, whether they're gay, whether they're black, whether they're white, whether they're, you know, whatever the situation is, you're helping people. And I want to say the same thing to Supervisor Cindy Chavez. Thank you so much for representing the people and not turning people away. And we can get involved with these communities without disrupting our belief system and welcoming people and serving. And, you know, Supervisor Chavez, you serve the people.
Yes, and I love doing it, and I love being on your show. It's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you so much. Likewise, thank you for coming on. So when we look at what's going on in our community, Supervisor, what I'd like to say, ask you, you know, starting out here, is in just in the same vein in terms of the faith-based community, ministries, professionals, we seem to lack this connection. What would you say, how do we get ready? How do we connect? What benefits does the county have that could allow this community to really connect on a regular basis? What would you say that would be? Just come out, get involved. What would you say?
Well, I think there are many ways for the faith-based community to be connected to the county. And I want to just talk about one example. And then I want to just mention some of the work we're doing with the business community, which I think is very important. So the County of Santa Clara has 13 cities in it, the largest of which is San Jose. And one of our big programs here is called the Reentry Center. And what that means is that the state of California, a number of years ago, started to send people who were in custody in state prison to local county jails and making local communities responsible for the well-being, welfare, and welfare of these people who were in custody until they were reunited with their families back in the community. And what the County of Santa Clara did was partner with a number of organizations, including leaders in the faith community in Santa Clara County, to create an environment where every person that came out of the state prison program got to go be part of a program called the Reentry Center. And it's a physical location near our main county building where people, when they get out of jail or prison, can come to get services for mental health, physical health, housing, and employment. And it's a one-stop center, but for much of the time that center, when it's not open, there's a phone and a card with a bunch of numbers on it, and all of those numbers reach out to our faith-based partners. And our faith-based partners will go and pick people up who don't have family or who don't have a ride, help them get clothing, and help them get on their feet. And we could never do this program, never, ever, ever, without the support of the faith-based community. And the reason, one point I want to make about that is that some of the inspiration for the way this program has folded out or has unfolded in our community has been really based on leaders like Pastor Tony Williams and, the Cathedral of Faith and a number of organizations that have just been really open-armed to people who are most in need. And that's a beautiful example of faith in action and, in the county and the faith community working together to really enhance the lives of the neediest in our community.
Absolutely. And that's a fantastic, fantastic example. We have about a minute before we go to break, and I want to jump back to Will here. Is that, are there any partnerships between Tri-City Health and the faith-based community, and how can they get involved with maybe what you're doing? Is that volunteering? What would you need from, if you were reaching out to the faith-based community and says, hey, this is a good place for you to get involved?
Oh, we definitely would be able to utilize volunteers every day. We do work with a lot of faith-based communities around Fremont. Fremont has a very diverse faith-based community.
Sure.
We actually talk to our faith-based communities around eligibility. Most of these individuals, some of the folks within these organizations don't understand what they're eligible for, that they they do have insurance, that they can sign up for insurance. So we actually have folks within our system that we call certified enrollment counselors who go out there, are mobilized out there, and sign these folks up at where they're at.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. We're going to go to a break. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with business coach Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. And in that second segment, we were talking, I was bridging a little bit of a gap, lightly bridging this week because we have such great guests on the show, and I really want you to get all you can get from them. But we're in a people business, and what I would say to you is, if we're going to be the right example that Christ showed, that Jesus showed, and he really connected with the community, and it was all right with him. He was all right with dealing with tax collectors, and we're still not excited about them today. I'm just saying, he dealt with everyone, the woman at the well, prostitutes, and he just loved people, and he just dealt with the community, and he's our best example. So be the example, and not put a stop sign in terms of what you're doing in your community, and be careful that you're not judging. The business that I'm in, I deal with a lot of different people, a lot of different backgrounds, a lot of different religious backgrounds, and I enjoy my relationships with all of these different people. I've got one person that, we go and sit at IHOP and just, really late at night, and it's nice and just kind of cool, and we just talk, and she's Muslim and I'm Christian, and we have a good time being friends and being colleagues. So there's a place for that, and you can't reach what you can't touch, and you can't get out there. So be out there and be a great example for the body of Christ. Now, we're going to talk about power resources from power people, businesses, ministries. This is the corner where we're trying to throw everything in here for you to get what you need. And County Supervisor, on the break, you were talking about BitSync and all of these other resources. And since our last conversation, actually, I have gotten certified as a small business development advisor.
Yay, great. That's great news. That's very exciting.
Yes, that is exciting. So I am plugged in and helping folks. And so why don't you share some of these resources like BitSync?
So at the County of Santa Clara, if you go to sccgov.org, that's sccgov.org, and you go on to a button called Doing Business, it will take you to where you can register as a county vendor and see all of our bidding opportunities. And I just want to emphasize that the County of Santa Clara buys over $2 billion in goods and services annually. And I can't stress enough how important I think it is to register for BidSync, because that's another way to find out about all of these great opportunities. And then the other organization I spoke about the last time I was on was the Valley Transportation Authority. And in Santa Clara County, that is the organization that is building BART into through Alameda County and into San Jose, into Santa Clara County. And there, if you go to VTA.org and go under About Us, there's a button there that says Doing Business with VTA, and it'll pop up right away the open opportunities for bidding. But you can also sign up there so that you will be noticed when there are opportunities that fit your business model. So please go on VTA.org or SCCGov.org.
I want to repeat that. That when she says SCC, that's S as in Sam, C as in cat, C as in cat?
Yes.
Okay, gov.org, just to keep that straight, because sometimes it sounds like an F, and it's not. So having said that, now, Will, we've got the superhero run. Let's pitch that. Let's pitch that hard. Get out there and run. Get that heart pumping. Get that heart pumping.
Yeah, dress like your favorite superhero.
I know.
I got definitely important.
I got my costume. You know, I'm going to come out there probably in my Batgirl costume.
One of the things that I did want to mention, we do have a family fun or a kiddie fun run that's going to be happening, and that's actually free for kids to participate in. They just have to go to our website, which is try-cityhealth.org, and they'll be redirected to our race roster page where they can sign up their kids and also sign up for that page themselves. We do have a bit.ly website, which is bit.ly/TCHC. Super SUPERRUN. So there's two R's right in the middle.
That's a lot of information. But also, if you get stuck with any of that, you can call 510-252-6854. I'm reading upside down with my glasses not cooperating the way that I need them to cooperate. This is some fun stuff. But the Family Superhero Run, I will be out there. Come out and say hello. Come out and bring your kids out. I'm going to drag my son out and my husband out and get them running. I might even get in. You know, I'm a little competitive, so I don't know how that's going to end that day. But come out and say hello. And that's going to be at Quarry Lakes in Fremont. And that's going to be September 19th on Saturday, 2015. And it starts at 8 a.m. in the morning. That's when the you're going to have 24-hour fitness out there, getting people warmed up and all of that. So, you know, so you can run safely. That it's important to be safe when you're working out and doing those sorts of things. Arrive early so you can warm up. And remember, the parking is free from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. if you're participating in this event. And so if you're not, you do not have to run, but you can come and enjoy the health fair, resource fair, and all of that.
The health fair, resource fair should be a great event. It's going on. It'll be going on throughout the run. It's also that opportunity for when folks are finishing the race and even starting the race to cheer them on. Families, friends, bring out as many folks as you can to learn about more about the community, what type of resources and services are available to individuals, you know, and also at the same time, we'll have music going on and some sort of entertainment.
That's fantastic. And if you want to just go and sign up for that race registration roster, you can go out to raceroster.com and do a search for superhero. And you'll see that it's September 19th, only one out there, September 19th at Quarry Lakes. And again, it's 5K, 10K, half marathon and family fun run. So I'm looking forward to being out there and just participating. And remember, get a booth, sponsor, do something, and do it as a church. Do it as a church community. Invite your church out and says, hey, come out and let's have a good fun run. This is a park. So they're probably, you know, you have food out there and all of that.
There'll be specific vendors. We won't be selling any food, but there should be healthy snacks that are going to be available to everyone out there.
Free healthy snacks.
I don't want to say free, but there'll be healthy snacks out there.
Let's get it clear here. So this is fantastic. You want to get out there and have a good time. And again, get your heart pumping out there. Wear your favorite costume. I don't know what the temperature is going to be at. I'm a twin, so I wish I had the Wonder Twins powers kind of thing going on. But I might have to stick with, we'll see how my superhero costume looks on, and I'll decide whether or not I come out with my Batgirl costume on. County Supervisor, before we get you off the air here, is there anything else that you want to share with us in terms of what's going on with the county? The Go Biz, I know that that's really popular, you know, that we're trying to get that out there with regards to small business funding and getting more support in those areas as well.
Yeah, and GoBiz is such a great program. And I would just tell people to look at the Small Business Administration. We have a great partnership with them here in Santa Clara County. And so if you're not able to get into San Francisco or into Oakland to get programming, go on SBA. They do a lot of classes here in Santa Clara County, and they're real easy to get to in downtown. And then the other thing I do want to make sure that people know about is that it's possible to get certified as a green business here in Santa Clara County, and a number of other counties do this as well. And what's important about that is sometimes people look for green businesses to do business with, and you can get through a really very easy program here in Santa Clara County, go through a class and have someone make sure that you're following green business protocols, and then you're going to be a green business, and that gives you one other way to communicate a little bit about your business. My office is a green business, and your office, you know, and your workplace can be a green business too.
Right. Now, when you get these certifications, before we go to a break, when you get these types of certifications, the more you get, it just makes you more, it gives you an advantage in terms of getting some business opportunities with regards to maybe BidSync and all of that. Would you say that's a fair assessment?
I think that's true, but I also think that it tells people a lot about your values mm-hmm. and makes people interested in doing work with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have one last question for you, Supervisor. I just got to ask. I got to ask it before you get off air. Are you a praying woman?
I am.
You have to know, everyone, that that people are out there in the community, in the public, you know, believers and praying and doing great work. So we have to be people servicing people. And so I think one of the best places you can serve, obviously, is are in the church communities. But our public figures really, really take a lot, carry a lot on their shoulders with regards to dealing with the people. So I appreciate what you do, Supervisor Chavez, and thank you so much for coming on to the show. We're gonna continue to press out this GoBiz, BidSync, green certifications. I think it's fantastic. And anything that we can do to support what you're doing, just let us know, and we would love to have you back.
Oh, and I would be honored to come back. I love your show, and I look forward to joining you again. And I can hardly wait to see you in your superhero costume.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to break. AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
Faith and Business on the Edge continues in a moment on AM 1100 KFAX. Now back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge. We enjoyed County Supervisor Cindy Chavez. She is absolutely fantastic. She is just real, real, real people, touchable. So if you ever get an opportunity to meet her and you're in the area, do yourself a favor, shake her hand, say thank you. Our public figures work hard, and you know, it is hard to win office in any place. All your dirty laundry, everybody has dirty laundry. Let's just keep it clear. No one's perfect. Everybody has something that they don't want the world to know about. I'm just saying, and that you want to keep private, and I'm not saying that that's the worst thing or whatever. You know, I'm looking at Hillary Clinton and these emails. Quite frankly, I don't care about the emails. I really don't. I'm more concerned about whether or not she's the best candidate for to be the next president of the United States, rather than, you know, sifting through her emails. Okay. So, but I want to go back to Tri-City Health Center before I let them cut away from us today. We're having fun with this superhero run. But let's get back to why they're doing it. Pediatrics, our children. It is a fundraiser. It is a way of giving back into your community. It's a way to help kids who may not have the privilege of getting the resources that a Tri-City Health can provide. You can help with that. You can help Tri-City keep doing what they're doing. They're helping people. And so, Will, is there anything else that you can share that would allow us to do this final push on this show for the superhero run? I like that it's for the pediatrics.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think that the fact that we are, we've designated the funds that are raised from this event for the children says a lot, a large thing about how we're trying to really stay healthy within the community. If our kids are healthy, you know, there is that likelihood that, you know, mom and dad are not going to get sick, you know, kids are going to be going to school, that kids are going to be able to do what they need to do every day. And so when the funds that are raised from this event are going to go solely to support our pediatrics program and the programs within our pediatrics clinic. So there are a number of different things different ways to actually support outside of the fundraiser. There is actually, you can actually, with on RaceWaster, support the racers and do a donation to these racers and support them in their efforts to raise money for and help Tri-City Health Center. There's also ways if you were to contact and putting out that number again at 510-252-6854. You know, there are different ways to support the organization and be able to understand more about what we do and how we are an advocate and a partner in this community.
Absolutely. I think everything that you're saying is absolutely, we are a community, and we're a family of communities throughout the Bay Area, throughout California. And if you are nearby and you're within 50 miles, you should be at this Superhero Fun Run. Really, we drive. I've driven further back in the day for a good party. I just, you know, so coming out and making sure that your cardio is, this is a great cardio exercise, and really could start something new even for your family. Going to a lake, going to a open space where you can go and just enjoy family, you know, get away from the cell phones, get away from technology, and just have a good time. And I'm excited about bringing my family out. And you know what? You can also nominate your favorite local hero in the community to be featured on the mile marker. So when you're out there, so you can do that. So if you want to do that, you can also connect with Joe Dulay on that. And again, that phone number is 510-252. We're keeping Joe busy, 6854. But he's getting it in. It's absolutely fantastic. So if you want to come, it's free to get into the park. Come out. No, you don't have to run. Come out and be a support. Participate. Donate. You can donate without even participating. So if you said, you know what, I can't run and I can't get out there, you can contact them and do a donation to Tri-City Health Center to help these children, help these young kids. So again, the Superhero Run is September 19th, Quarry Lakes, Fremont, California, 5K, 10K, Half Marathon, and Family Fun Run. And come over and say hello to me that you heard it here on Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. So get connected, 510-252-6854, and they can get you connected with regards to getting out to the race roster and registering and signing up for that as well. So thank you. And if you do go out there on your own, raceroster.com, use the keyword superhero, and all of this information will come up. Quarry Lakes, Fremont, California. So we're going to switch gears here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it. And so we're going to keep on moving through the show here. We're going to talk a little bit about the Women in Business Club and clubbing around a little bit and the podcast. So a little bit about that. So a little bit about the Women in Business Club. I haven't talked about that in a couple of weeks. I want to, because we've been doing so many things. And again, resource, ecosystem. So important to how you build your business, how you develop your ecosystem. So you have these resources. We had the county supervisor of Santa Clara talk about BidSync and certifications, and there's women certifications, women in business certifications, women owned small business certifications, and certifications for black owned businesses. There's a lot out there. Go to sba.gov's website, go to your county website, and find out. If you're not in Santa Clara County, find out what county, go to your own county's website and see what you are eligible for. And, you know, put in the information so that way you can, you know, become a certified business in different green certifications so you can do business in some unique fashion or way. So we want you to be able to have those resources. Women in Business Club, our club is a resource hub. Business on the Edge really is a resource hub. We do several resources. We do several services. We give lots of resources. So you can be powerful. You can service the people. You can service the community. You want people coming to your churches. Then go out to the community. Go out to some of these events. In fact, another event I almost forgot to mention, but it's the Small Business Resource Event and Town Hall that I'm co-sponsoring with Assemblymember Canton Chu. That is going to be on September 12th. Busy month in September 12th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. That's going to be in Milpitas, California. That's going to be at the Barbara Lee Community Center, and this is free. Counties and cities, when they're doing things, their events most of the time are free. And then you can go out there, get connected to your civic leaders. I may have this particular business in our club, Kingdom Family Resources. Elizabeth Stewart, who is the founder and CEO. I'm going to have her share, maybe over the next few weeks, have her call in and share how she has used the advice and training that I've given her to get her business going in the right direction. And she is connected with her county supervisor. She's connected with her council members. She's connected with the right resources. She needed to get the resources to get her 501c3, which was about $450. She was able to do an Indiegogo campaign that we talked about. I says, hey, raise that on Indie. So it's just having the right conversation so you can build. You have something in your heart that God has you to do, and you may already be doing it, but there are strategies. God is a strategist, and he will give you the strategy and put people like me in your way to help you kind of look at things a different kind of way. Critical thinking is so important, and kind of throwing darts at what you're doing to find out where the holes are at so we can plug them, so you can benefit, so you can do your business plans. I review business plans at a nominal fee, you know, things like that. You know, I had someone, Christians, you know, say to me earlier this year, why do I need a business plan? They were frustrated. Why do I need a business plan? You know, God says, write the vision down, make it plain so those who read it can run with it. You need a plan so you have so you can strategize, so you can get to where you're going. If you're going to plan your vacation, you just don't go on vacation. You plan it. Why? Because you want to have a great vacation. If you want to have a great business or ministry, you need a plan. Whether you're a church or some sort of itinerant ministry, or maybe you're in some sort of, you know, other type of business with your business, whatever you're doing, you need a plan. And you need to think about what you're thinking about so you can see your audience, so you know how to communicate with them, so you know how to connect with them, so you can, your business can be beneficial to them, and you can create the resources, you can create the income that allows you to continue to do if that's what you want to do. You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.
This is Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX. We'll be right back with more in just a moment. You're listening to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
Welcome back to Faith and Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. I hope you enjoyed this show. It was lighter, you know, a lot of laughs. I enjoy laughing. I believe God enjoys laughing. Treat people good. We are in the people business. We're in the people business. And we have to be careful that we don't put stop signs up. What happens is we miss opportunities to make a difference in someone's life, whether they have, I'm gonna be transparent here for a moment. I have a brother who has AIDS, and when Tri-City Help said, you know, we help people with AIDS, that's a difficult disease, and people ostracize people that have AIDS. AIDS can't like run off. It doesn't rub off on you. You can't be around someone with AIDS and you get AIDS. It doesn't happen that way. But to help me and to help my family, so when he would visit, how we needed to interact, we did our homework. I did my homework. And then we had a conversation with him to help us understand how to interact, because I was frank, we don't want to get AIDS. But there's people with AIDS, and they need some love. They need some hugs. I hug my brother. I love him. And so you need to, we need to not be stop signs. You know, we need to be, you know, open to reaching people wherever they are at and whatever condition they're in. That's our responsibility. That's the love of God in us that they should see. And Christ is our best example of that. Before we get out of here, last week I talked about an event that I'm doing called Faith and Business Entrepreneur Seminar. And we're going to make it a little easier for you to connect with it. Faith and Business Entrepreneur Seminar. That is October 24th, 10 a.m. It's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So you have to come prepared to really develop what you want to see in your business and ministry. And this is going to be a biblical approach and foundation to business development, even if you're in business, even if you're in ministry, I only have 30 slots available. You know, maybe I can get 35, but for sure 30. And that's going to be October 24th. Register on Eventbrite. You can go to my website at businessontheedge.biz. And it says register now. There's a calendar there. You can get registered forward. Please get registered forward. When those seats fill up, we only have 30 slots on there. We'll do a waiting list for, you know, 35. But after that, I cannot do any more than that. The fire marshal would not be happy about that. So Faith in Business Entrepreneur Seminar, and you're going to learn about what a business model really is. And we're going to dig into the business plan, not just what you're seeing out on the web. There's a lot of business plan samples out there, but writing a business plan is a strategy. It's a skill. And I want to talk to you about how to really write a business plan. We're going to go into the business plan. I like to think of it like a bee goes into the flower to get the benefit. And if we're just looking at it, we don't really get the huge benefit on, I don't know how to do this. We can say, write a business plan, but I don't really know how to do it. I'm not a writer. I'm not a technical writer. So I'm going to help you get through that kind of block, if you will. I'm going to bring Ruth Vanderstein in, who's an expert in getting credit, getting your credit score intact, so that way you can get opportunities with building your business credit. If you're, for example, if your FICO score is too low, you know, things to help you, you know, have the right type of financial landscape, the financial look. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get there, but you have to have resources and information that's going to help. You're going to network. So bring your networking, bring your business card, bring your brochures. We're going to show you how to do that. I'm going to invite some of my other friends for the networking event and open that up and see, you know, give you an opportunity to network in a very different kind of way. I have a strategy on that. So there's so much more. That's just a highlight. But register. We have it. I think it's $25 or $24.99 to register. And we'll get you connected and have you come out and have a good time on building business God's way. That's what we want to do. Thank you for listening to Faith in Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson on AM 1100 KFAX.
This has been Faith and Business on the Edge, a biblical and foundational approach to doing business as a Christian. To contact Margaret Jackson directly, call 408-357-0951 or email ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. That's ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz. And be sure to listen next week at this time for more Faith and Business on the Edge, here on AM 1100 KFAX.
The opinions expressed in this program are not necessarily the opinions of Salem Media Group, its employees, or advertisers.